Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, with a training camp report on the San Francisco 49ers. Good morning, JD. How's everything going?
What's going on, fellas? Good to be with you, as always.
It's great to have you with us, as always. Let's jump right into it. This season, how does it differ in terms of maybe, say, the mood around camp? 2 years ago, it was the Tom Sula administration. Last year, it was the Chip Kelly administration. How are things different this time around, this early on?
Well, I think it's upbeat, but camp is camp, as you guys know. I mean, there's very little difference between one camp to another these days with the way everything's regulated across the NFL. I think there's a good pace to it. I think definitely a new energy in play, in particular on the offensive end. And one thing that just stands out, you know, from being at practice for a couple of days so far, is the offense moving more smoothly, at least with the first team. And I think when you look at Brian Hoyer, I mean, that he's been a big part of that. He's looked competent and confident at the quarterback position, understands the offense, a guy that thinks he's pretty good, even if he might be average just in terms of the way his career has played out. But knowing the system, the familiarity, and the way he commands himself is just an upgrade in the watchability of a practice, I think, over the past couple of years. And that stands out as a difference.
How important will it be for he and Pierre Garçon to get on the same page as early in camp as possible?
Yeah, it'll be important, and Garcon's been pretty good, you know, getting the ball over the middle. He's not afraid to take on contact, though there's very little of that, obviously, in training camp. But he'll be a go-to guy, I think, for the 49ers, definitely, and somebody that's going to be, among the leading receivers. I'll tell you another thing that the Niners are going to do a lot of, and this comes from that Kyle Shanahan system, that they're going to throw the ball to the running backs a lot, and not just check downs and dump-offs, but they're going to put them out. They're going to put them out and have them give them an opportunity to make plays, I think, a little bit down the field and in the intermediate game. It's not just going to be screens and checkdowns. I think the running backs are key to watch in the passing game as well.
JD, probably the most fan favorite guy on the team outside of Joe Staley is Navarro Bowman. And I know they drafted Reuben Foster. How are the two of them going to play together? And what are you seeing from Reuben Foster that should maybe get 49er fans excited?
Well, the fact that he's had a couple of interceptions and he has a nose for the football this first weekend of camp, I think, is important, though he still hasn't been among the first stringers. I mean, they haven't played together or lined up next to each other as first team members. But Foster, you know, he joked that the ball's got a thing for him, you know, that he doesn't necessarily have a thing for the ball, but the ball tends to find him. So that's a positive thing. And then the leadership of Bowman. I mean, Reuben Foster's credited Bowman as a guy that he's been able to talk to, among the other linebackers and been able to, you know, instill little pieces of advice to him along the way, like not leading with his head as much what he's trying to tackle as he'd done previously. So I think it's been a seamless transition in terms of leadership goes, though at this stage of camp, Foster's still trying to work his way up the depth chart to a point where he's actually playing on the field with Bowman consistently.
JD, I know it's early, so the Niners aren't going to tip their hand, but with what you see, with what they have on the offensive side of the ball, how do you envision what style of offense this team will be?
Well, they're going to be a stretch running type of a team that's going to throw the ball. It's going to be a creative offense. I mean, look, it's going to be a different offense. I mean, the Kyle Shanahan's had a lot of success in this league at different stops. And I think, you know, they're trying to sort out who their top running backs are going to be. That, you know, Carlos Hyde's been somebody that's been praised in the early going, is almost having an attitude or a focus adjustment from where he was maybe initially when this regime took over. You know, Tim Hightower's been somebody that looks like he's impressed. Another guy that kind of knows the system early on in camp. We mentioned Garcon, and I think they're going to throw the ball a lot to the running backs, as I mentioned as well. So no, I think it's going to be an offense that's more competent than we've seen probably in the last 3 years. If you go back to the final year under Jim Harbaugh, where nothing seemed to fit right, and then of course the Tom Sula years, and this is a much more intricate offense than what Chip Kelly was running in terms of play design and everything going on there also.
95.7 The Game reporter John Dickinson. Follow him on Twitter at JD John Dickinson with Joe, Dibs, Guru, and Butcher Boy on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, JD. Look forward to catching up again soon.
All right, you got it, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.